Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. Today on the show, we have stories. Oh, no, we have stories for you. Lots and lots of crazy things happened this week. Also, Santa, mom of the twins, will be joining us, although I don't think she knows that she's going to be joining us. It's a big surprise for her. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano, also known as the twins. Woohoo! Hello, ladies.
Hi, Cooper.
Hey, how are you?
Cooper, yeah. I need to know something, because Nicole, and I, what's, okay, because I have to be politically correct here. I don't want to get in trouble or get, like, you know, any backlash.
Okay.
What's the correct term for little people?
Little people.
Little people?
Yeah, that's it.
So it's not like, I mean, like, midgets is not politically correct.
No, midgets is not good.
No
good.
What about dwarves?
No,
I think Disney had a problem with that. Like, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they wanted them to change the name.
Yeah.
Snow White and the Little People?
I think, wanted to change the title after all these years, which they were so cute, those little seven dwarfs.
They need to add a few more little dwarfs now.
No, but that doesn't make sense, because those are little tiny characters. They're dwarfs. They're not supposed to be like little people with crazy hats. That's not what little people look like. Like dwarfs, it's like saying Smurfs. Like,
right.
Snow White and the Seven Smurfs. It's the same thing. Like, she should be able to still have dwarfs.
No, but there's no purple or blue people running around. Like, dwarfs really... exist, but now the names, they wanted to change that. No more Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I seriously think Disney got some backlash, like 100 years later.
Yeah, after they made about $80 gazillion, now they want to change it. But anyway, no, because the reason why I brought that up is
I have an update for you. Breaking news! Okay. It turns out such terms such as dwarf, little person, LP... they go by.
LP.
That's really cute.
Little people.
Yeah. Little
LP.
People,
hey,
yeah.
LP.
Are all acceptable, but most of them would rather be referred to by their name rather than a label. So if you're talking about them in general, if you're saying, like, I know a bunch of little people, as opposed to, hey, my friend Sandra.
Like, you know what it is, though? The one thing that did kind of, I mean, we had fun last night. We were at an event. That's why. So I didn't know the LP's names.
Okay.
There was a bunch of them. You know, but I kind of
And they were getting paid for it.
And they were getting...
adorable little person was dressed as Marilyn Monroe. Wait till we post these pictures.
Yes, I'm going to post these pictures, and it was adorable. It was for the Industry Magazine party. So we went, all the girls, me, Nicole, my mom.
Took Mama Santa.
Yes, and two of my best friends, Adriana and Monica. We had a blast. But they had all these little people. At first I thought, well, I don't know, I kind of felt like... I don't know. Not that they were exploiting them, but kind of like all these guys are bouncing her around, and they're going,
no,
but she was liking it. She was liking it. She was like, she was dancing, and then, you know, the guys were kind of dancing with the girls, sexy. I told Nicole, I go, is that a perfect height?
Oh, no. Well, let me ask it to you this way, okay? So if you want to know if it's politically incorrect or if they were exploiting them. So if a girl is at a party, just like a regular size person, I don't know what... So if you're not
a
little person...
No, you're right. You're a big person.
Excuse me, Teresa.
No, you're right.
But let me say this,
had no clothes on.
So yes, you had little people there, but then you also had women on stilts with their asses hanging out.
Oh.
They didn't care about being exploited.
Yeah.
Come on. And then you also had regular-sized people that were... their bodies were painted, they were walking around
they
naked.
They were nude.
Okay. So it doesn't matter to me what size you are, Teresa.
No, you're
little,
right.
Big, tall, small.
So all the women
skinny,
that were being exploited.
Fat,
all
everyone was being exploited. No,
my mom... Wait, what did mommy say, Teresa? We walked in and... the Molly Pitch is beautiful, and outside they had a tent set up with the DJ and
it was
fantastic
fun music
and dancers. So my mother walked into the tent and she goes, where did you take me? Sodom and Gomorrah? There are people walking around naked. Have a drink, Mom.
So funny.
Yes.
So this morning, we're going to play a little joke on my mom, because we had a lot of fun. We a little too much to drink, I think, all of us. We had a driver.
I'm feeling it today.
We're feeling it today. We're a little banged up today.
Now, do you know when you're having a driver that you know you're going to be... like, do you, when you go to a party and you're going to be drinking, do you get a driver? Or when you have a driver, you're like, screw it, I might as well drink.
No. Whenever we're going to a party, we do get a driver. Because today, even one drink, that's it. Legally, it's not worth, God forbid, you know, DWI, drunk driving.
Getting into an accident.
And getting into an accident. I would never endanger my life or anybody else's life. So we just get a driver. But of course,
but I don't think we should get a driver anymore. I think we should drive, because if I drive, I'm only going to have one drink. But you're absolutely right. Knowing that I have a driver outside, I have like 2, 3, 4, and that's just...
No. 4 is too much. You're about 5'2".
Okay, so...
You're a shrimp.
I'm not having
you're
a driver
You're a dwarf.
Anymore.
You're a midget.
I'm a little person.
You're a little person. I think me and Nicole are LPs.
You're a little taller than me.
No, Teresa, you have to call her Nicole.
Nicole.
That's what we learned.
Yes.
Nicole, you can't just call
really,
her a little
you
person.
You do know my name, sister. Sister.
What defines an LP? You're over 5 feet. So You're close, Nicole.
I think it's under 4'10 is considered little person.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, it's
you're
a
not,
four,
I'm
a
not too
nine.
Far off then.
You're not too far off. And you know, and as you get old, as you age, you'll start shrinking. So
not a shot in hell. Not a shot in hell. I will do my Pilates. I will do my yoga. Stretch me from a bar. I don't know. I am not drinking.
Stretch me.
No way. Straight posture. Yeah. Because grandma definitely got shorter as she got older.
Yeah, but
she
grandma
did.
Also never exercised. Grandma just cooked and ate and cooked for everybody. Oh, hold on a second. Come here. You have a fuzzy on your eyelash.
Oh, no. Nicole, you've got a fuzzy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I have a fuzzy. Teresa, you are really obsessed with my eyes.
No, because I don't want it to go in your eye. And
we're driving through
you.
The tunnel and she's taking out her Neo whatever Curium body whatever to put on my eyes. She's spraying her. All you do
okay,
is
listen.
You know, wait, what? Okay, wait, now Teresa, I want people to know that in front of you, you have several products.
I do.
As if you are, this is weird, because as if it's this is television, you're about to do some sort of like demonstration for us. So what the hell is all that?
First of all, I love radio, because really, I was hot. I took off my sweater. I have a tube top. No one could even see me, because it's so hot in the studio.
You're practically naked in the studio.
I'm practically naked.
Tell
it's so great.
I'm in jeans and a tee today.
I am stripping down. As we talk, and no one can see me. This is great.
But wait, hang on a second. Nicole, that's barely a t-shirt. Next to her, you're overdressed, but that t-shirt, did you get that in like a baby department? Like,
I like tight t-shirts.
That's tiny. That is tight. Do they have those in adult size? Is that an adult size?
They do. It's just my boobs just fill them out a little bit more.
Exactly.
That's the littlest t-shirt I've ever seen.
It's the littlest t-shirt with my rosary beads on. My rosary beads over my boobs.
Okay, but tell Cooper, Nicole, where you got those rosary beads.
Oh, Teresa brought these back from me from Paris, from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oh. And they are blessed.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Special.
So they're very special.
Yep.
To me. And I love the rosary. Yeah.
Very nice.
So you have blessed rosary beads by
over
your boobs.
My tight t-shirt. Yes.
I bought some when I was at the Vatican.
Yes.
Oh,
and
nice.
The Pope blesses. Those as well, that's
why they were so expensive.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the Vatican is the most expensive, wealthiest city in the world, so
yeah,
they
it
have
is?
To make the Vatican's the yeah. The richest city in the whole
it's
wide world.
Considered its own
it's
city.
Considered its own city.
Well, that I didn't know. Yes. I knew that it was rich.
It's the wealthiest.
I didn't realize it was the wealthiest.
It's the wealthiest. The wealthiest. So I wonder why you probably paid $150 for your rosaries.
I know, it was crazy. Well, yeah, I paid it in euros, so it didn't seem like a lot of money at the time. It's like,
exactly.
Oh, what's this play money? How much do you want of it? 20 of these? Sure. Take them.
He knows what he's doing in his little Pope-mobile there.
All right, so Teresa, I want to get back to all those products in front of you.
So, yeah. One
seriously,
do,
she was putting cream on my eyes driving
through
the tunnel.
No, I do, because I know when I drink and I have like a little bit of a rough night, I definitely have to, we have to recoup and get
hydrate.
Back. Hydrate, get back to where we need to be.
Okay, so
project number one, I have my little Avene, and it's thermal spring water. Okay.
From France?
Yeah, it's very good. I think so. My eye. Oh, yeah, it's from, yeah, Paris.
That's what she was spraying on my face.
It's Avene, so it's very good. You spray it.
Can I
have
some
don't
more?
Shake it. You spray it, and it's nice.
You
thermal
just spritz
spring
it on
water.
Your face. Okay.
Hydrates.
I do want to tell you something, which is really interesting about this company. What started? This company used their products on burn victims.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were so fantastic that they sell to doctors now and spas.
Oh, it's excellent.
Yes.
Their creams
used
are great.
Used on real burn victims.
Wait, yeah. So Nicole, but they didn't, but the product wasn't just water. It obviously had some sort of...
No, they have creams. They have face creams.
Okay. They have creams. No, but this spray also hydrating. It's from Thermal Spring, so it's supposed it has healing properties in it.
So
they would spray it, not just the creams, they would spray the water on burn victims. It would
to keep them hydrated
exactly.
after they have their scarring.
Oudermal. And then I have my little eye cream, Lumiere, which I absolutely love. It has growth hormone in it.
It has growth hormone. It smells horrible.
No, it doesn't smell that
bad. Yes, it does.
It's Neocutis, and I swear by this eye cream, it's really, really good. Growth hormone,
and
excellent.
Where's it go? Just under where the
under
bags are?
Under your eye, okay. And right. Even above your eye. So I have my extra rich eye cream.
Does that get... See, here's my problem with that stuff. Yeah. I've had a hard time finding really good eye cream, because every time, even you're supposed to just dab it on by your cheekbone, it's supposed to work its way in.
Right.
It always goes into my eye, and I spend the day like with... fog and like clouds
like
in my eyes. You ever have that where like you use the stuff and it seeps its way in and you spend the day like you can't see?
Yeah, that's why today I have no makeup. Today's a no makeup day. That's why it helps, because then if you do have to pat your eye, it's not non-irritating.
Oh, okay.
So today's like no makeup, just spray my face, give me eye cream, and just take care of me, because
and then
I'm hurting.
What's the third thing in the package?
Oh my gosh.
What's that?
This, my nutritionist gave me. It's called Oregano, okay? And it's black coffee, and it's called Cafe Noir, and it's supposedly so healthy for you. I have to look more into it. He just actually gave it to me yesterday, and you mix it with water, like a tea almost, but it's coffee, and it gives you energy, but not jitters like caffeine does.
Oh.
It's very healthy. It's like really healthy mushrooms in it, and it actually
no
balances.
More Dunkin' Donuts for
no,
me.
Listen. Oh no, that's another story.
So
I
do
tell
you eat it?
But no, you drink it. You drink it like a coffee instead of coffee. It's healthy coffee.
Oh, okay.
Very healthy coffee for your immune system, and it balances your pH balance.
Mushroom
the acid,
coffee?
No, but it doesn't taste like mushroom. It's really delicious.
Okay.
A matter of fact, I'm going to bring you some. This is the only one that I have, but I promise. You, I am going to get you packets, and Nicole, you too.
Okay,
so you can taste it.
I want to taste it.
And it's going to be, you're going to love it. It's really delicious. No, because I want to tell you.
I want to be healthy too.
You know we love Dunkin' Donuts, right?
Yeah, true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Nicole, you know, we were telling Cooper, we have connections in Dunkin' Donuts. Like, we drink our coffee with whipped cream, and
they
like,
leave the can of
like
whipped cream
the owners
next
just
to us.
Leave the can of whipped cream on the table
they
for
see
us.
You coming.
Oh, yeah, too.
So it's our morning ritual. Nicole, Monica, me,
before
the,
I go
the
to
three
the
of us. Yeah, before we start our day, we meet there, and we just have tons of coffee and whipped cream. But all of a sudden, Monica and I go to the nutritionist the other day, and I'm like, oh, we're so healthy. We have black coffee, and we don't even put cream and sugar in it. We just love our whipped cream, which is really low in sugar. And then she says, oh, gosh, Teresa. She's like, you should know better. Whipped cream is the worst in these fast food places. She said, there's like aspartame and all the bad sugar. So even though you don't think you're getting a lot of fat, you're getting the really bad chemicals.
Right.
So that just really... That just put such a damper in my day. That
so are you
me.
Using less or using none?
Well, right now I'm still...
Right now I'm still using.
Right now we're still using.
I'm still using.
We're addicted. We're addicted to whipped cream. We can't get over it.
Oh, hey, listen. So thank funny. God for my coffee this morning after last night. It was a late night.
That's a big dilemma.
I think getting back to last night, I seriously think we should play a joke on Mommy.
Yeah, you know
because
why?
We because we took all these funny pictures of her. Because
oh,
you know,
really?
Funny. Last night.
We were saying hands on your knees, hands on your knees, and sticking our butt
and
out,
we were
dancing.
And she was dancing with the little people, and then she was so flabbergasted with all these like naked girls, like with their butts hanging out.
And then
we're
taking pictures of my mom in like these stilts and like with butts in her face.
When I say naked girls, you know they have their bodies painted.
Yeah. But I love that your mother hangs out with the two of you who are like, I mean, in my mind, you're in bikinis except when you're here. Like every picture I see of you guys, you're in either like a teeny little dress or a bikini, and yet your mom somehow is like this prim and proper, and she's freaked out. Heaven forbid she sees a boob.
I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, she said, when she saw the girl on stilts. So she called me this morning, because she knows I love posting pictures on social media. And she goes, did you post any pictures on social media? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Did you see them? She's like, which ones did you post? I said, well, I tagged you in one. I said, oh, you know what, Mom? My phone's dying. I'll call you when I get into New York. So I hung up on her. So I said, Teresa, let's play a joke on her. And let's tell her that we posted the pictures.
We were about to play the joke. And we're like,
We were about to play the joke. And we go, come on, let's save it. Because she goes, which pictures did you post of me? So I said, come on, Teresa, let's call her and tell her that, oh, Mom, we posted these pictures. And
the
comments that with the butt in your face. Because I do have a picture with the butt in the background. And let's tell her that the people from her church commented on it, and her pastor who's on her Facebook.
Yes. Okay, so are we going to call her now?
Yeah, let's call her.
Wait. Hold on. She just texted me. She said, she goes, okay, this is my mom, because she's really not a drinker. So she had we gave her some yummy cocktail like vodka and cranberry or something.
Right.
And she's like, okay, so this is important. Had to analyze and evaluate last night. That just, like, she obviously wasn't happy about the night. But she did say best thing about it was the braised pork bellies with butternut squash.
Was the best part.
Wait a second. I must have more, she says. This is the text. It gets better. Oh, my God. Look at this. This is what she writes. Oh, my gosh. With the butternut squash.
Did she just text us?
I swear. Honest to God. No. She says, and the butternut squash. I must have more. Exclamation. The entertainment or the nudity and the cast of characters. Well, let's see. Remember years ago when we were in Soho and there was that walk and art show, either the nude woman just sitting there. We walked in and saw and left. What's my point? Industry magazine, it should express itself. I just hate being in the company of slobbering men.
Oh.
Not all, of course. She loves Scott, one of my friends. She loves him. She just felt like, however, when we are appreciating art, she said.
This is like a press release.
As in nude painting, as in a museum, I don't see men slobbering unless they're in a bathroom. Okay. That's it for now.
Men do that at museums. Yeah, they run to the bathroom to jerk off.
That's it for now. First industry, parties be last. Unless they hire me to do the theme.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, she's saying that.
She texted you all of that?
She just texted me all of that.
Is that from her publicist or is that from her?
She's an English major.
I will go to museums. I will go to museums. I will go to art shows. She will not go. She felt like the men were slobbering over the boobs and the butts. The boobs and the butts. She wasn't happy.
Right. Well, that's just men for you. She should just stay away from men.
I think. Exactly. They're pigs. No, I'm teasing.
Speaking of that, I posted a picture this week on social media. I went to Donald Trump's book signing. And
oh, you did?
I did. And of course,
look at Cooper.
Oh,
Cooper's
my
like,
jerk.
What did you do?
Yes.
Why?
No, but you have to appreciate, like, everyone has a right to who they like, who they don't like.
Of course,
book signing
of course.
I want to go to.
Sure.
You know? Hey, listen, I have uncles very conservative. I have uncles who are very liberal.
Listen,
my
that was
family,
the place to be.
We are a melting pot in my family.
Nicole,
seriously.
It is all about Donald Trump right now. But like him or hate him, it's all about
him.
I'm
laughing because someone said, how do you like that guy? He's a cheater. He left his wife. And I'm like, what makes him different than a lot of other men in this world? Seriously.
Wait, I'm just going to put a pin in your mom for a second because I want to ask you, Nicole, about... So was it a party for him? Was it a book signing? Were there other celebrities there? Was there a lot of media?
It was a book signing. I mean, it was at Trump Tower.
Okay. Of course.
Of course. And it was just great. He was awesome. He was very personable. I didn't have to wait on a line because, of course, I know someone. So I went right to people were out there like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So basically, it was just great to, get his book.
Having connections.
Meet him and, have a little conversation.
I have a question for you.
The guy.
Do you think that this whole political campaign running for president, because people have said before that he's not really running, that secretly he's very close with Hillary and he's doing this to divide the Republicans because he's trying to help Hillary. That's rumor and conspiracy theory number one. Number two, do you think that this is all to sell books? Because listen to what you just said. There were people who were on the line since 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think it's about that. I think he has, enough money. I think, he has a very big ego, Donald Trump, so he likes, just coming out with books and this and that. But no, I don't think that's the reason.
So you think he's legitimately running?
I think he is. I like him. He's using his own money. It's not like he's going to be swayed in any way. Why I like him is he says what's on his mind. When it comes
he's
to
politics, he's a brilliant businessman.
He's a businessman.
You gotta give him
I respect
that.
Him.
I don't know.
I'm a businesswoman. I respect him as a businessman.
He's actually not a brilliant businessman because
I know
all
he
these
went
studies.
Bankrupt
yeah,
and
but
the whole
he went
bit,
bankrupt. But he's
that's
still,
a big deal. That's not a good businessman if you went bankrupt more than once. And wait a second, they said that had he not done any investments and just put the money in like a. Some sort of like long-term investment, 401k kind of thing, he would have more money now than he actually does doing nothing. So everything he did actually made his company less money.
I know. I've heard
he
so
still
many
has a lot more money
true.
Than me.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
He's not hurting.
I just feel like he's a celebrity more than a politician. And I'm still, every time he gets up there and gives some, says something stupid and pisses everybody off, I still feel like it's almost like performance art. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like he really truly wants to be president.
I feel like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's funny. Everyone else, I feel like they seriously want to be president. Him, I wouldn't be surprised if in 2016 he went, just kidding, or I'm promoting a new television show, or like, I'm out of here. Like,
or I want to see how many, right.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all.
I think his ego drives him a lot. I mean, I don't know if he's serious. Who knows? I think he is. I mean, it would be pretty...
Well, he's spending his own money. That's the thing. See, it would be more egregious if he was spending someone else's money. Then it's like, oh, man, you fucked us. Whereas if it's just him spending his own money, I still feel like it's some sort of, not performance art, because he's not really an artist, but I still feel like it's some sort of gotcha. I feel like it's coming. Which I would really respect. I would respect that.
Reality, right.
Yeah, maybe.
Our new show's coming.
Nicole, what's the book that he has? What's it about?
Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Hey, listen, when it comes to politics, there are certain things that, you know, there's not one person who I say, oh my gosh, he is like going to be the ultimate. I don't really trust too many politicians.
Right. I don't trust any politicians.
I really don't.
It's true.
So I really shouldn't really speak
about it. It's like the greater of all evils. What do they say? I mean, who knows? Who knows?
I mean, both sides suck. I mean, if you look at Congress, it's like the most inactive Congress in the history. They do nothing.
Hey, listen. Many years ago, first time Obama ran, I voted for him. Second time around, I didn't. So it's like, you know, I change with the times. Now I think I'm just so frustrated that it's like, you know what? Maybe we do need someone like this. Maybe we do need someone who's so crazy, who's...
Maybe we need a clown with bad hair.
Yeah, maybe we do. This country needs a clown.
Maybe we need like a shock valve. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My mother would agree with you. I think she's a big Trump supporter. She was the first time. The last time he ran, I remember we were going on a family trip, and we were leaving so early in the morning that I had to sleep on their couch the night before because the car was coming at like 3 a.m. It was just no way to go to my apartment, get me, and then, you know, whatever. So I remember waking up in the morning, and I saw my mom and my dad in the kitchen making breakfast, putting their vitamins together, and they both turned around, and they had T-shirts that said, Trump for president.
No.
That's what I woke up to. I'm like... Oh, this trip is going to be awesome.
Wait a second. You have two conservative, because now I pretty much know your parents.
Yeah.
Two conservative parents.
Yeah.
And you're such a liberal.
I'm not really
You're not really a liberal? Okay,
I thought you were. I'm a libertarian, I would say, because I really don't go for the real bleeding heart liberal stuff. I get very angry. I'm all about personal responsibility. Mm. I love people to take responsible for themselves. Like, libertarians are for like abortion rights because it's about taking personal responsibility. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's about being in charge of your own body, in charge of your own life. So I have more libertarian ideals than anything else. I would say, like, I'm fiscally conservative and I'm socially liberal. Okay. My ex-husband said that I'm a Robert Taft Republican without the segregation. That's how he used to phrase it with me. But, you know, but I'm like you, Nicole. I mean, I feel like I swing with the times. Like, if somebody comes across really convincing and sort of taps into what matters to me, you know, I don't have a family. So the future of this country is not, it's important to me, but it's not my priority because I'm not leaving a legacy. I'm not leaving kids. Right. I'd like to see the future of the country do well, but I won't be here, you know. So I'm more concerned with me right now financially and, you know, socially, and how my life is going. I'm very self-involved, which is why I don't have kids.
Except Marconi.
You're self-absorbed.
Marconi. Yeah, but you know what? My ex-husband used to say, like, if you have a kid and it dies, you go to jail. If you have a dog and it dies, you just go get another one.
Aww.
You take good
care
of Marconi.
I have my dogs on my shelf. I got them cremated.
Oh, you did?
I have Mighty and Scruffy, yeah. And I have a picture on their tin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what my girlfriend has? They take some of the pet's ashes and they crush it into sterling silver. And they make a little sterling silver. It's a paw. And you can wear it around your neck. She has this piece. It's beautiful. And I always comment on it. And she's like, these are the ashes
of my...
I keep forgetting it's the ashes of her dog that she's wearing.
That is beautiful. You know what? You just gave me a really good idea. Because when I die, when I'm 103,
yeah.
I'm going to get cremated. And I know a lot of people are against it. But I'm going to crush my ashes into a heart. Mm. And my son can wear it.
Oh, that's very nice. I like that.
Hold on. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know it yet, but Giovanni will be wearing it. He'll be wearing a heart around his neck.
No.
He'll be wearing a heart.
I really like that idea, Cooper. I like that about the dog. I would like to take some of the ashes now and get a necklace made up of my two babies.
Okay. Teresa, they're not dead yet. Please do not say that.
Mighty and Scruffy.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant Shotzi and Tiki, my two ones. I was like, oh, no,
Tiki
please.
Barber's going to live forever.
Yes.
And shots.
Do not declare those words on my dogs.
I mean the ish already.
Okay, girls, I think it's time to call your mom.
Let's call her.
Okay. Let's do it. Hi, hon.
Did you get my text?
Hold on, I got your... Oh, mom.
What?
No, I got your text. I got your... Meanwhile, hold on a second. I'm waiting for...
Wait a minute. Oh, I have to close my soup up. I just bought carrot ginger soup to have here for lunch.
Oh, yummy. So I told Nicole.
I had to analyze that because I was talking to Monica because I had to analyze my response.
All right, well, listen, but I have to just tell you something because Nicole, we were walking up and I'm looking at her Facebook. I said, Nicole, the one picture is really gorgeous of us. The one in front of the fireplace, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And it's gorgeous. I said, great. I said, but Nicole, I said, the one with mommy's face and the girl's
No, wait.
And your face looks like your face is so funny, and the girl's butt is right there. And then the little person, you're looking like you're starting to dance, but your face is so funny, and the ass is in your face. And somebody from your church said, "Santa, that's really disgusting."
Somebody in my church said that?
Yes, on the comments.
I told you not to put it on.
I said, Nicole, the girl's butt is in mommy's face, it looks like. How could you put that picture?
I told you not to put those pictures anywhere on.
I can't.
Now you get it off immediately. I'm mad at you.
I told her, wait a second. And then Nicole goes, I think Pastor Chris commented on it. I go, Nicole, I go, you got to erase it now.
Pastor Chris, where are you?
Oh, yeah. He said, where are you, Santa? Where is this? Mom?
She hung up on you? Did she hang up on you?
Yeah, she did.
So she just said, I'm really mad at you, and that was it? She hung up?
She said, I'm really mad at you. Get those off. Get those off now.
Right now. I told you not to put those on.
Should we call her back?
Let's call her. Let's tell her we were pranking her.
Okay.
I can't.
My eyes.
I can't wait to hear this.
You have her on speaker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get her on speakerphone.
Oh, wait, on this phone?
Yeah, get her on speaker. Okay. Get her on there.
Mom.
Hold on, let's see. She probably won't even answer me. You get those off right now. I told you not to. I can't. Wait till we post these pictures. I have to now post on social media.
Okay, put the speaker next to the mic so we can hear her. Okay, so she won't answer the phone, so we have to call her on speaker now.
Let's see.
Your call has been...
Oh, she's mad. Hold on, I'm going to call her friend. I'm going to call her friend Donna and say, put on my mother.
She's with the church friends right now.
Oh, my God.
You guys are evil.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. I have to say, it really was funny because it really was a fun night.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I guess that sometimes where mommy is so cool. She really is. She's a cool mom. But that's where she's very old school. She's very traditional, and she's very...
My mom's the same way. It always surprises me the things that make her, that upset her. It's like, what, that upsets you? She goes to the theater. People are naked on stage all day long. And then somebody with a short skirt, she's like, oh, look at that girl. It's like, you just watched a play with naked people.
Exactly. But you know what?
But again, just like my mom said, it's not like you're in
art
a gallery.
Art is art
in the city.
Nobody's answering the phone right now. That's it. You guys are out of the will.
Oh, my God. We're out of the will.
They're complaining right now.
She's
my
like,
mother's
no,
saying,
no, no,
I can't believe
she's
me.
Probably, I have to text and be like, Mom, we were only joking.
No, no, no. You can't tell her that yet. We're going to call her up. Let me see if she answers for me.
Let's see if she yells at you. She'll be like, Nicole. It really was a fun night, though. I mean, we laughed with our friend Monica. We are just, she really is kind of like a triplet.
Okay, so Nicole's giving her a try now.
I'm trying her right now. Let's see if she picks up for me.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
What do you mean by doing this? What do you mean after I asked you?
Okay, no, you can. Mom,
what's a big deal if I post a picture with you and a butt in your face?
It's not me. Didn't I text to you explain everything about how I feel about an environment like that? It's pretty disgusting. There's a difference, even though it's a magazine and you know, art, art is art and lewd is lewd. And that was lewd and sweaty and disgusting. Now, so, and you promised idea. My life, up until you became 18, was private. And I have been battling this for years. Now, this is totally unacceptable. You get whatever you put out there for.
Okay. I will take the picture off of the girl's ass out.
Put somebody else's face on my body. I'm going to disown you.
No! It's a joke. You've got to tell it's a joke.
You're getting disowned.
No. She's upset because there was a button. All right,
listen.
You're getting disowned over a button in her
face. What's the big deal? A girl in stilts with her ass. All right, I'm going to text and say, Mom, I was only joking. I love you. Okay.
It was only a joke.
Oh, my goodness. I just had it here go on. Come on, that was funny.
That was lewd. Funny.
It's lewd.
You two are evil.
It's lewd.
Oh, my gosh.
Mother, I love you. I'm sorry, Mother.
Oh,
all right. Oh. I'm leaving her a message.
She's not available. She's not available now.
Please record your message. When you finish, hang up.
Hold on. Oh, my goodness.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh. Hi, Mom. It's Nicole. I just wanted to tell you that we were only teasing you.
I was trying to grab the phone away from her and tell you it was a joke.
It was a joke.
I'm here with Coop and Teresa, and we were just having a lot of fun. So I love you and laughs. And you definitely made us laugh, Mom. Thank you.
We were having fun with the whole world to hear.
Yes. So I love you. Please forgive me. I would never post anything like that. I totally respect you.
Don't disown us. We don't want to be orphans.
Please. I love you, Mommy. Mwah. I'll call you when I leave here. Bye-bye.
Okay, let me just say one thing.
Okay.
So she's disowned you both over a picture on Instagram.
With an ass in her face.
Yet, you think it's okay that you did all this on your podcast. Like, you think it's okay that she's going to be fine with the fact that it's a joke that you're doing here. That's fine.
She's not going to listen to this podcast. I'm going to be like, oh, Mom, did you hear the new one? And I'll let her listen to one from, like, weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and she'll be like,
this is every week.
She listens every week. But what I'm trying
she's
to tell you is,
best
hold
followers.
On, we're going to play the senile card. Mom.
You never
so heard
not
that.
Funny. Seriously,
Mom,
I am going to beat you.
You did not hear this one. This
I
is
am
a brand
beat you.
New
Don't
one.
Ever say that. Say you could tell who's. I think I'm close with Mommy because I do not even play the senile card. I'll throw water
joking.
At you, bitch. Seriously, effing bitch. Don't say that about my mom, senile card. There's nothing senile about her.
Of course there isn't. That's why it's a joke. I'm going to be like, hello, Teresa. What did we do when we were 16 and sneak the car out in Brooklyn? And by the time we came home, the spot was taken. Mm-hmm. And my mother would wake up in the morning and look outside and say,
Hello.
She was
40. We knew we weren't playing a senile car with her.
Yes, we did. Because what would we tell her? I thought I parked the car over there. No, Mom. You parked it over there. So we did it back then. We could do it now.
Oh,
that's
no.
amazing.
We
that's
did.
The whole Eddie Murphy idea that, like, you always go, wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No,
me.
I saw you naked on top of that girl.
Wasn't
nope,
me.
Wasn't me.
You know
no,
that
I
song?
Saw you
it
leaving
wasn't
her.
Me.
Nope, wasn't me.
I saw you on the table. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
So you coming out of the bedroom? It wasn't me. No, but seriously, we would do that when we would drive, when we would sneak the car out. No, Mom, you parked the car over there.
That happens once, though.
No, it happened a few times.
Oh, gosh, it did not.
All right.
She didn't keep on thinking.
Okay, Teresa, I will not say that word again.
Wow, this is amazing. Your relationship with your mother is fascinating. It really is.
Yeah, we're
is.
Very
Thank
close.
You. We are close.
But the fact that you two, as mothers yourselves, are still playing jokes on your poor mom
we
is
do.
Just...
We're going to do one to my dad. But see, my dad, oh my gosh.
How will he
he's
respond?
He's so funny. But like he would probably, like if we played a funny joke on him or something crazy to get him crazy, he might curse. My mother's not my mother's definitely.
Be like, pounce on the table.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
My father
say
gets,
a little.
Yeah, he would be like,
he's sweet as pie. He could be like a lion.
Well, he protects, right? If we said or anybody offended us, he'd be like, what? I'll take care of that.
All right, okay, so the next podcast we do, we'll have to think.
Sal.
We'll have to have your dad come on. All right, we're going to have to leave it there, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And listen, spread the word about Girls in Heels if you like our show. We need you to help spread the word. If you want to email us, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio. And if you like podcasts, I recommend Hollywood Hookups and Breakups. It's my other podcast with Vicki Ziegler. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you,
love you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Love
everyone,
you, girls.
Have a beautiful day.
Thanks
Bye,
for
honey.
Downloading.